And yes, barely passed any and every class. Looking at every app, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning.
I'm RJ Carrillo with WRPR News. The day of graduation. Sitting in rows with other fellow students, waiting for your name to be called over the loudspeaker. When it's finally your time, you stand up and gracefully walk to the stage, knowing that your family and loved ones are all watching. When you receive your diploma, an overwhelming amount of feelings consume you. You just received the most expensive piece of paper you'll ever see. So are you excited to graduate?
I'm excited, but I'm a little scared because I don't know what I'm supposed to do after college.
No, not at all.
I feel nervous and excited. Nervous because it's entering the real world, like everyone says, and excited because I'll finally be able to do something, hopefully, with my degree.
I can't wait to graduate and be done with Rempo.
Do you have any plans for the future?
No, not at the moment, but I hope to figure them out soon.
I'm gonna take a gap year before grad school and move to Hawaii.
I have no definite plans now, but I know I want to go into HR somewhere in recruiting or training and development.
I'm going to nursing school after I graduate.
While high schoolers can't wait to leave, college graduates may be a little bit more hesitant. A life after college means no more sleeping in on weekdays, no more skipping classes, and certainly not being able to binge drink on a Thursday night at Brady's. While this journey can be nerve-wracking and scary, it does have its positives. Getting a job means having more money to spend on yourself. Being able to move into your first apartment can also be another exciting adventure. To get a better view, I spoke with Brenda Arthur, a student here at Ramapo, to see how people really feel about getting their degree. While she was excited to move into the real world, she had some mixed feelings about leaving Ramapo. So, are you excited for graduation? Sad? What? Tell me a little bit.
I think I'm a little bit of both. I'm mixed about graduation. It's definitely bittersweet to be leaving college, but I'm excited and kind of nervous for the next chapter of my life.
Do you have any plans so far? Any specific jobs or openings? Anything?
Not at the moment. I want to go to med school, so I'm in the process of that application. But if I don't get in, I'm just going to take a year off, probably travel, work, improve my MCAT score, which is the med school test you need, and then try again to get in the following year.
So how do you think the transition is going to be from college to the real world?
I think it will be fine. I feel like here I'm pretty independent, and I think the transition, it will be a little tough, but definitely doable, not like a crazy transition.
While the future for these seniors are uncertain, the class of 2016 knows exactly what the transition from college student to adult life really feels like. I spoke to Ramapo College graduate Peter Kellner to see how his transition has gone so far. How did you feel about graduation when you were a senior?
The transition for me wasn't too rough. I was able to get a job right out of graduating in the pharmacy, so I didn't have a lot of downtime to just sit and reflect and be like, wow, I'm done with school. You know, I was working, so I think that kind of helped with the adjustment, but it was it's still a very surreal thing. Like, this is now my routine and not going back to school in September.
How was your transition from college student to adult life?
As a senior, when I was going to graduate, it was just more of a surreal feeling, like, wow, this is the end to the school journey that I've been going through ever since, you know, I was little, through middle school, high school, and all that. So in the moment, you know, you never really realize it. I just kept telling myself, like, oh, just enjoy it because, you know, this is the end.
Do you have any advice for the class of 2017?
For the current graduating class, I would just make sure that you guys are enjoying every little bit of it and taking advantage of the time you have with your friends and to do stuff that you normally wouldn't do because the real world is different than college, and you don't get as many opportunities with your friends. So enjoy it while you can, while getting what you need to get done.
Life after college can seem difficult and confusing, but it's important not to stress about it. If you work hard and keep your eyes focused on the prize, adult life shouldn't be too bad. Just remember, if you're having trouble trying to adjust, family, friends, and even coworkers will always be there to support you. To all the underclassmen, just remember, college moves by quicker than you know it. I'm RJ Carrillo with WRPR News.